In the first light of dawn on September 17, 1862, Fighting Joe Hooker sent two divisions forward against the rebel left flank north of Sharpsburg, where Stonewall Jackson's men were drawn up along the edge of a wood and a nearby cornfield. Supported by two more Union corps, Hooker's men drove in Jackson's line but could not break it, and by mid-morning the woods and cornfield were littered with the dead and wounded. The fighting focused next on an area east of the cornfield, where the men of Sumner's corps made repeated assaults on a sunken road whose rebel defenders had driven back repeated Union attacks across open fields. Eventually outflanking the rebel line, Sumner's men poured enfilading fire down the length of the sunken road, turning it into a scene of horrors to be known as Bloody Lane. By noon, the fighting north of Sharpsburg had died out as the forces on both sides lay shattered and exhausted. The storm of battle now passed south of the town, where Ambrose Burnside had spent much of the morning pinned down in front of a stone bridge, seeking to cross a shallow stream his troops might easily have waded. Eventually, taking the bridge by storm, Burnside's troops crossed the stream and began driving the enemy back upon the town. By this time, however, A.P. Hill's division, the last of Jackson's men to arrive from Harper's Ferry, appeared on the field and drove back the Federal advance. The next day, the rebels nervously awaited a renewal of fighting. Then, after nightfall, his army badly mauled but still intact, Lee began a withdrawal south of the Potomac.